A federal judge has ordered Seventh Circuit and Pennington County state officials to stop violating the Indian Child Welfare Act. Judge Jeffrey Viken's order affects emergency hearings held within 48 hours of the removal of children from their parent or guardian's care. The judge's order responds to a lawsuit filed in Rapid City in March 2013 and resolves 7 of 8 issues. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks reports on this latest development.
When children are removed from their parents' care, the state must hold an emergency hearing within 48 hours. Plaintiffs in the lawsuit say that hearing must include certain rights for the parents, including to be represented by an attorney, to receive documents outlining the allegations, to hear and cross-examine witnesses against them, and to tell their side of the story. ACLU attorney Stephen Pivar represents the Oglala and Rosebud Sioux tribes.
Some of those officials have been violating these rights for years and have been, if not indifferent to those rights, openly defiant. They easily could have provided those rights, and they chose to violate them instead.
The defendants include officials of the Seventh Circuit Courts, the Pennington County State's Attorney, and the Department of Social Services. An earlier order from Judge Viken outlined what action these officials could take to remedy the violations and invited them to make recommendations. The officials declined, and so Viken has issued a declaratory judgment, 2 orders, and a permanent injunction to compel the change. Pivar says Viken's order now provides sanctions.
These decisions are designed to place these officials on notice that they will be and can be held in contempt of court from now on if they persist in violating these rights.
Pivar says defendants have indicated previously that they plan to appeal, and in hearings, Viken said he would not be inclined to suspend his order during the appeals process. Pivar says 5 of the 7 issues now resolved are based on 14th Amendment rights to due process, and so much of this decision applies not just to Native families, but also to non-Indians. Defense attorneys have declined to comment on ongoing litigation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.